The Israeli President, Isaac Herzog, arrives in Sydney, Australia today at the invitation of the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, after the anti-Semitic attack at Bondi Beach on December the 14th, the worst terrorist attack on Australian soil. 15 people attending a Jewish festival were killed there, leaving Australia's Jewish community feeling shattered. Mr. Herzog is expected to meet survivors and the families of the victims of the shooting. The visit, though, has provoked some controversy. Rights advocates, including some MPs from Mr. Albanese's party, have criticised him for the invitation, and pro-Palestinian groups have announced that they will stage protests. Well, Arsene Ostrovsky is a human rights lawyer and head of the Sydney office for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. He survived the Bondi attack last year and joins me live. Good morning from London.
Good afternoon from Sydney. How are you?
I'm very well. And I should start by asking you how you are, given that you were there when this happened.
Well, thank you. I'm okay. My family is okay. The scars are healing, but the road to recovery will be much longer, not just for us, for our family, but for our community. And at the end of the day, you know, we can't change what happened, but we can certainly try and change the future. And that's what we're trying to do.
What will this visit by Mr. Herzog mean?
It'll mean a great deal. You know, this, especially following the horrific Bondi attack, I think this visit comes at a moment of profound significance for the Australian Jewish community, which I think, as you noted in your introduction, is still reeling from the attack in Bondi in December. Certainly for the country's national fabric and really for the future of Australia's relationship with Israel. So it's also an excellent opportunity in that regard to reset the relations, which had become somewhat strained over the last few years. So I think overall, this is a visit that the Jewish community certainly, and many others, I would say, are very much and eagerly anticipating.
Given that strain in relations you mentioned between Australia and Israel in recent times, were you surprised that Mr. Albanese invited him?
No, I wasn't surprised. And quite frankly, I think the Prime Minister ought to be applauded for that. And the invitation came both by him as well as, of course, we need to note the Governor General as well and many in the Jewish community here in Australia who had requested this as well and are certainly going to be embracing the President with open arms when he arrives tomorrow. So I think the Prime Minister and the government in this point understood the difficult situation the Jewish community certainly is in, not only after the attacks in Bondi, but as we've seen the last few years, an explosion of anti-Semitism and harassment and violence against the Jewish community. So I think on the one hand, he understands the importance of the president coming here, showing solidarity with Australian Jews, but also as an opportunity to restart relations, especially now that there is a ceasefire in Gaza as well.
You talk of many in the Jewish community. There are doubters. The Jewish Council of Australia, for example, has expressed, quote, outrage that the Albanese government would fuel the flames of division. How do you respond to that?
Look, I think those trying to frame this, the president's visit as divisive, really belong to a fringe minority. I mean, look, yes, freedom of speech in Australia is sacrosanct, but it's also not a license to break the law, to harass, intimidate, or spread hatred, especially after the Bondi attack, which remains so painfully raw. And I think we should also need to add that many of those that are calling the president's visit quote-unquote divisive are many of the same people who have also helped fuel some of this toxic atmosphere that we find ourselves in through relentless vilification, intimidation, harassment of anyone who has supported Israel and its right to defend itself against Hamas, and that it extends to the overwhelming majority of those in the Jewish community.
What of the reservation that I've read this morning that he would have done better, that's the Prime Minister, to have invited a respected Jewish religious leader rather than a political one?
Well, we need to also be very clear. Isaac Herzog is not a political figure. He is the head of state. His duties are largely ceremonial, no different in that regard to the Governor General. In Australia, the president is also someone who has come from the left wing, the progressive camp in Israel, and he has had no practical role, no policy involvement in how Israel has conducted its war in Gaza. So actually, the invitation to the president is not only timely, but it is, I think, necessary, and it reflects very much the appropriate choice for someone to represent Israel.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming on the programme, Arsen Ostrovsky, and you'll hear some more views on that visit a little bit later on. You're with Weekend from the BBC World